أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and our focus on letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, where Imam Ali al-Islam writes to his son Imam Hassan al-Islam on his way back to Siffin. Imam al-Islam continues to tell his son, وَتَلَا فِيكَ مَا فَرَطَ مِنْ سَمْتِكَ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ إِدْرَاكِكَ مَا فَاتَ مِنْ مَنْتِقِكَ. He says, وَحِفْذُ مَا فِي الْوِعَاءُ بِشَدِّ الْوِكَ وَحِفْذُ مَا فِي يَدِيكَ عَجَبُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ تَلَبِ مَا فِي يَدَيْ غَيْرِكَ. He says, O my son, it is easier to rectify what you miss by silence than to secure what you lose by speaking. And the simile he gives is, O my son, whatever is in a pot can be retained by closing the lid. I should prefer you retain what is in your hands rather to seek what is in the hands of others. Says, my son, bitterness of disappointment is better than seeking from people. Manual labor with chastity is better than the riches of a vicious life. A human being, my son, is the best guard of his own secrets. Often a human being strives for what harms him. Then he tells him, he who speaks much speaks nonsense. Whoever ponders perceives. O my son, associate with people of virtue, you will become one of them. Keep aloof from people of vice, you will remain safe from them. The worst food is that which is unlawful. Oppressing the weak is the worst of oppressions. So let's analyze what Imam is telling his son. The first thing he talks about is silence and speech. You know, language is one of the greatest assets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. A means for communication, for propagation of knowledge, for guiding people. And, you know, Allah distinguishes the human being from all other creation by language. In the Quran, it says in Surah Ar-Rahman, for example, that's Surah number 55, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, the beneficent God, Allama al-Quran, taught the Qur'an, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, he created the human being, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, and taught him the mode of expression. And it's extremely important to discipline our talk. If our language is not guarded against absurdities, telling lies, abuse, ridicule, backbiting, accusations, then that language, instead of being an asset, becomes a really great liability. You know, silence is necessary at different parts, as we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his many ahadith on the subject, he says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا تَقَلَّمَ خَيْرًا فَنَعِمَ أَوْ سَقَتْ فَسَلِّمْ. May Allah bless a mu'min who says, or an abd who says good things to be rewarded with good, or keep silent and remain safe. He also says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, one who believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِسَمِتْ, he will either say good things or he will remain silent. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when talking about Prophet Dawood, said that Prophet Dawood told his son, O my son, Ya Bunayya, if you consider speaking made of silver, then know that silence is made of gold. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, amongst the sign of wisdom are patience, knowledge, and silence. Silence is a phase of wisdom. It's a means to attract love, to go to Jannah, and is a cause for every good. And then there's a rather a long hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, silence is the motto of the scholars. As-samtu shi'aru al-muhakkikin, the sign of the scholars. It is a sign of those who delve into the life of past people and arrive at minute things. In other words, they actually learn from little things. Silence is a key to every means of comfort, both here and in the hereafter. It is immunity against any errors. Allah has set it as a cover for ignorance and as an ornament for the wise. It excludes desires, and a monastic life includes the sweetness of worship and the destruction of jealousy. It's a means of chastity. It's a mean of strength and policy making. Close your mouth as far as you may, especially when you cannot find the right audience for speaking or discussing for Allah. You know, it is said that Rabi ibn Khatim used to pat a piece of paper in front of himself and wrote on it anything that he said during the day. Then at night he used to evaluate it carefully. He would say then, the silent ones are safe now. Some of the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put pebbles in their mouth. They used to put them out of their mouths only when they wanted to talk for Allah or for His sake. So it's important to understand. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has said it so beautifully, because he says that putting a cover on something retains what's in it. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was once asked, which is better, speech or silence? And he said, both speaking and silence have their special disasters. Speech is better than silence if the speaker remains safe after uttering it. And they said, how's that possible? And Imam said, Allah did not appoint His prophets and great men with silence. He appointed them to use language. People will not go to Jannah just for being silent. Allah's sovereignty will not materialize by silence. Fire will not get extinguished by silence. All these acts are possible only through speaking. I would not consider the sun to be equal to the moon. In other words, Imam was trying to say that both have their merits. And it's very important, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I love this, because he says that Allah has set silence as a cover for the ignorance and as an ornament for the wise. If you don't know something, then best not to say. If it's not going to be useful, best not to say. If it's going to hurt someone, best not to say. Imam then continues to say, be moderate, do not squander, don't be jealous. See, when he says that, oh my son, bitterness of disappointment is better than seeking from people. Manual labor with chastity is better than the riches of a vicious life. What Imam is trying to tell his son is what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. He says, "Thalathatun hiya fakhrul mu'min wa zinatuhu fi dunya wal akhirah." There are three things which are the honor for a mu'min here and in the hereafter. As-salatu fi akhir al-layl, the salah at the end of the night, which is salatul layl. Wa ya'sihi mimma fi aydi an-nas, his despair in what people have. Or rather, using the word despair, I would say lack of trust in others, not relying on what others have. And the wilaya of an imam, wa wilayatul imama min ali Muhammad, from the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the human being stops vying, keeping up with the Joneses, stops doing all that into what other people have, then it gives the mu'min honor in religion, generosity in his soul, honor in the world, greatness in the eyes of others, a magnanimity in the tribe and grandeur in his family. And Imam says such persons are the most needless persons amongst people. So Imam is telling him, you know, don't seek from people, don't look at others. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-ghina al-akbar ya'asu amma fi aydi nas, the greatest independence, needlessness, is actually not having trust, not vying, not wanting anything in other people's possessions. And in essence, amwalukum wa auladukum fitna, the possessions and children are a test. You know, as Imam tells his son, that a little with honor, a little with morality is far better than a lot which is gained through dishonesty. And then along the same lines of speech and wealth, Imam says that a human being is the best guard of his own secrets. لَا تُعَدِّيَنْ سِرِّكَ مَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ. Do not disclose your secrets to one who is not reliable. Imam says, one who keeps his secrets has power over them. any secret which is held among more than two persons will be revealed. He continues to say that sirruka asiruk, your secret is a slave to you. Once it's revealed, you become a slave to it. You know, sometimes we want to offload, as we call it. But the best place to offload, the best one to tell, is to sit in your musalla and talk to him. Unless it's something that you need help with, it is best to have some sort of self-discipline and not be able to say anything. Let me go through a few more ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Sadruka awsa'u li sirrik." Your sadr, your chest, is the widest place to keep your secrets. He says, your secret, while unrevealed, keeps you happy. When you revealed it, it will make you sad and worried. He continues to say, do not disclose your secret to your friend, except that secret, if your enemy heard, you would not get hurt, because one day your friend may turn into an enemy. You know, very often we find people exposing basically their sins. Now, those are secrets as well. Confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resolve them, but try hard as possible not to tell anyone, unless, like I said, you need help to be able to resolve these. Then he tells his son, often human beings strive for that which hurts him. We need to know what we're working through for in life. You know, the Quran says that قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالَ الَّذِينَ ذَلَّ سَعْيَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, 204. Say, O Muhammad, tell them, shall we inform you of the greatest losers in their deeds? These are they whose labor is lost in the life of the world, and they think they are well versed in the skill of the work of hands. These are they who disbelieve, who belie in the communications of their Rabb and his meeting, so their deeds become null, and therefore we will not set up a balance for them on the day of Qiyamah. Always see why you're doing something. Always see whether it is in line with the communications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not, do not do it. Then Imam tells his son that he who speaks much speaks nonsense. Very many ahadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, too much talking hurts people. He says, too much talking causes a wise man to go astray, makes the patient depressed. Do not talk too much, because you both make the human beings hurt and cause people to disrespect you. Avoid talking too much, because it increases your errors. He continues to say, decrease the amount of speaking so that you may become safe from being blamed about anything. And finally, my favorite bit, and I remember this so much as a child, وَمَنْ تَفَقَّرَ أَبْسَرَ. It's just like it plays in my mind. وَمَنْ تَفَقَّرَ أَبْسَرَ. My father used to tell us this as children. Thinking is the basis of insight. It is wisdom, it is thinking that distinguishes a human being from the other kingdoms. It is the human being who uses insight, wisdom, to recognize the creation, facts, and that which relates amongst it. It is thinking that is the illuminating factor for wisdom. If we spent time thinking, and that is why Rasulullah said that 1 hour of thinking is better than 70 years worship, 70 years fasting. Can you imagine? Just to sit down and think. Take time out, whether it's before Salah, in the middle of the night, whenever you feel that everything else is sorted out and now you can actually think through life. It has an amazing effect on your life. Absolutely amazing. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam tomorrow.